The bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout.
This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Joe Spano.
Well, we're going to talk Bills and Jaguars. And we're going to bring in Matt Warren. He's SB Nation's Bills reporter, and we'll break it down over the next 10 minutes here and give you a detailed analysis of Buffalo's chances against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Matt, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love that song.
I knew you would. Like I said, it's a Jaguars-Bills preview, but it's kind of from a Bills perspective, as you are one of our beat reporters on SB Nation for the Buffalo Bills. And I guess the place you have to start is Shady McCoy, because the realities are this offense is built around Shady McCoy and what he does running the football and catching the ball out of the backfield. He's got a balky ankle. I've heard he's going to try and give it a go today, but what kind of shape is he in, and what kind of factor can he be in this football game?
Well, I think he's actually in better shape than a lot of us feared when he was carted off the field last week in week 17. It wasn't a high ankle sprain. It was just your regular run-of-the-mill ankle sprain. He practiced a little bit on Friday, which actually surprised most of us. We didn't think he was going to practice at all this week. And he's at least walking without a limp. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to cut or do things like that, but I know that they're going to have him active, and he's going to play some role in the game, I think. Whether it's as a decoy or not still remains to be seen, but I think that they're going to give him the ball in space. He's not going to be, you know, Shady McCoy, but I think he'll be, you know, somewhat effective.
Well, that said, what do they do to make up for no Shady McCoy? Is Mike Tolbert going to be enough? What is it that they do, and what kind of wrinkles can they bring to this running game to make up for Shady McCoy not being Shady McCoy? Because you follow Bills closer than I do, but I think we all know one thing. They don't win very many games because of the arm of Tyrod Taylor and that passing game. It's all about running the football. So what do they do against a Jaguars defense that's really difficult to pass on and not quite as tough to run on? So give us some thoughts on what this game plan might look like.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, LeSean McCoy would have been a huge part of their game plan if he was fully healthy, and, you know, running off tackle and things like that. But, you know, he's not. And Mike Tolbert is not going to be the guy that is going to carry the load, I wouldn't think. They're probably going to design a few more runs for Tyrod Taylor today, whether it's, you know, a quarterback draw or just straight runs from Tyrod Taylor. We might see a couple other guys going into the backfield. They called up there a guy from the practice squad this past week, and he played really well in week 17. He's going to get some more carries today, but you'll see them do a little bit more of, say, flooding the field and doing some of those kind of short passes to, you know, kind of the long handoff type deals. And so I think they're going to keep it, you know, a safe game plan still, because that's kind of what Tyrod Taylor's strengths are as a quarterback. But you might see, like, kind of those longer handoff to the wide receiver type plays and more design runs for Tyrod.
Is there any chance that we kind of see the Bills come out and pass to set up the running game? And again, you know, you talked about a short controlled passing game, but everybody expects the Bills to come out and run the football. It's what they do. It's their strength, whether Shady's playing at 100% or not, because it's a very limited passing game. And if you're playing the Jaguars, they get incredible pass rush. They got a great secondary, and they're very hard to throw on and a little easier to run on. So could the Bills throw a wrinkle in all of this and kind of pass early to set up the run and then settle into that running game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're going to see a lot of the play-action pass today. One of the things that the 49ers were so successful against the Jags using was the same concept. Kyle Shanahan comes from, you know, his dad's coaching tree, and so does Rick Dennison, the Bills' offensive coordinator. And so they run a lot of the same kind of play-action flood concepts. We actually broke it down on the site this week. You'll see, like, the short area of the field, there'll be a running back in the flat. In the middle area of the field, there'll be a wide receiver coming across, and then there'll be someone taking off the top. And the Bills scored a touchdown on a play out of this look last week against the Miami Dolphins. And the 49ers had a lot of success against Jacksonville using it a couple weeks ago. So I think you're going to see that concept come into play a few different times, and just general play action passes, trying to get the Jaguars to, you know, get up back on their heels a little bit in the secondary.
Matt Warren, SB Nation's Bills reporter, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. You know, we've talked a lot about what this offense is and what it isn't and what it's going to look like today. In turn, the Jacksonville Jaguars do not exactly have a dynamic passing game by any stretch of the imagination on their own right. They have a quarterback they really don't trust who's been incredibly inconsistent. But they got a thumper in a running game and a good change of pace back in T.J. Yeldon. They got a hell of a running game. And in turn, the Bills do not stop the run very well at all. What are the Bills going to do to try and stop this running game and keep Jacksonville behind the chains? Because that would appear to me to be the Bills' best chance of success in this game is to keep Jacksonville in third and long, second and long, and force Blake Bortles to make plays.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with everything you just said. I don't really know what they're going to do to stop the run. They haven't done a great job of it this year, but they are going to need to make Blake Bortles beat them, and that's probably going to mean bringing a guy like Micah Hyde, who's just selected to his first All-Pro team. I think they're going to bring him down into the box a little bit and have him kind of, you know, get in there with the linebackers a little bit just to try to stop Leonard Fournette for you know going off on him. And they ran almost exclusively nickel defense last week, and I would have to imagine that they're going to go more to a 4-3 look this week. And what's interesting is Matt Milano, their rookie linebacker who played his way into the lineup this year, is also dealing with an injury. So one of their better linebackers is going to be, if he plays, he's going to be limited. So they're going to be trusting some of their guys that they've already benched this year to kind of step up in this spot.
You know, you look at this, and we've got about 3 minutes left here. You kind of look at this and everything that you said. It's a less than 100% Shady McCoy. You're dealing with some injuries on defense, a defense that already hadn't been particularly effective against neither the run nor the pass, but in particular the run. What can the Bills do to win a game? You know, when you look at the Bills, hey, they made the playoffs, but the realities are this is not a great football team. A negative point differential, a quarterback they really don't trust and are perpetually trying to replace. What can the Bills do to score enough points and stop the Jaguars from scoring points and find a way to steal a football game like two of the underdogs did yesterday?
Yeah, well, the same way they did all season, turnovers. The Bills' secondary has forced a lot of turnovers. Jordan Poyer had five interceptions this season. Hyde, who I just talked about, has five interceptions this season. Rookie Tre'Davious White has a few interceptions. And Blake Bortles and the Jaguars turn the ball over a lot. And so if they can get an interception or two or three or four off of Blake Bortles, that's going to be their recipe for success. And, you know, you need to bait him into making mistakes, and then hopefully they can do that. Jordan Poyer was able to return a touchdown, an interception for a touchdown against Tom Brady a couple weeks ago. And then they picked off David Fales last week, the backup quarterback for the Dolphins who came in relief of Jay Cutler. They picked him off a few times too. So that's their recipe for success.
You know, you don't want to look ahead because it's all about this wild card matchup. And so it wouldn't be fair to look ahead to the future of this Bills team. And we got about, I don't know, 90 seconds left at the most when I get done with this question. Nathan Peterman gave you one half of football and totally did not look ready for the NFL stage, despite the lofty feelings that those in management in Buffalo have as it relates to him. Barring something really unforeseen and a deep run through the playoffs for the Bills, is Tyrod Taylor the quarterback of this team next year, or is Nathan Peterman going to be handed the keys to the kingdom to try and elevate this offense to something it hasn't been in the Tyrod Taylor era?
Well, Peterman actually did start another game for them later in the year when Tyrod Taylor was hurt. He played in that really snowy game.
Yes.
So it's kind of a weird game to even evaluate. But so he played in that game and was eventually knocked out himself with a concussion. But I don't think that they think Peterman is the future of the team. I'm pretty sure they don't think that Tyrod Taylor is the future of the team. So I would imagine they're going to use their two first-round picks and try to trade up to get one of the signal callers in the draft this year. If Peterman or Tyrod is the opening day starter in 2018, I think it will be as a placeholder.
Okay, real quick, we got about 40 seconds. I got to put you on the spot. It's pick'em time. I know you're a Bills fan as well as a Bills journalist. But how do you see this game shaking out? Is it a Bills victory, and do they move on to take on the New England Patriots in the next round, in the divisional round of the AFC playoffs, or is it the Jacksonville Jaguars prevailing?
I think it's going to be a really close game and a low-scoring game. Tyrod Taylor's really safe with the ball. Bortles isn't. I'm going to pick the Bills just because I think it's going to be a 50-50, you know, fans in the stand game. The Bills Mafia has invaded Jacksonville, and so I think the home field advantage isn't going to be there that Jacksonville really wants. And so let's go with, I don't know, 24-21 Bills.